When someone gets sick or does not feel well, people are usually very supportive in trying to make sure that they can help that person feel better. But for those with mental illnesses, they aren't as lucky. If a person was to say they have a mental illness, they could easily be brushed off as attention-seeking or going through a phase. For college students, the worst thing that can happen to them isn't catching a cold or missing a class. For some, the hardest thing is trying to live with a mental illness like anxiety. Social worker and counselor Tina Arendash works with students in the King's College Counseling Center to provide support for students who need it. Arendash describes what anxiety is like for college students.
Anxiety actually is probably one of the most prevalent disorders on college campuses, not just here at King's, but anywhere nationwide. Anxiety is a lot more common than maybe some students realize. You know, sometimes people are hesitant. Well, I don't want to talk about this, and this isn't a big issue, or, you know, people are going to think there's something really wrong with me. It's definitely not the case.
Mental illness isn't just the diagnosed disorders like social anxiety, panic disorders, or phobias. Arendash talks about some of the other anxieties young adults might experience.
Typical quote-unquote anxiety or expected anxiety as a college student, there's just an enormous amount of stress. You know, when you think about things like academics, time management, roommate relationship, friendship kind of issues, finances, you know, money always is a big stressor for college students, family issues.
Arendash explains some of the physical effects anxiety can have.
A lot of the signs and symptoms are the same. A lot of the things that people can look for are physical symptoms. A lot of times there's muscle tension. A lot of frequent headaches can accompany anxiety. Sometimes people notice changes in breathing, especially if somebody has a panic attack. You definitely have this feeling that you can't breathe, like you're suffocating, like pressure on your chest. Sometimes physical discomfort, like nauseous feeling, knots in your stomach.
Arendash elaborates on what else can be impacted by untreated anxiety.
Now, if it's not treated, oftentimes you see a lot of students who turn to substances to try to manage, you know, what they're feeling, what they're dealing with. We see a lot of negative impacts academically, especially if your sleep is being impacted, if you can't focus, if you can't study, if you can't retain the information, certainly your grades are going to suffer. That's definitely a big consequence of not managing anxiety.
Mental illnesses like anxiety don't just go away when a person becomes famous. In the past few years, society has seen the loss of celebrities who lost their own battles with a mental illness. YouTube personality Caitlin Alexander lives with social anxiety, but has chosen to use their growing popularity to help increase awareness of it. Alexander shares their view on anxiety.
It's a scary topic. It's hard to talk about. It's not something that there's an open forum about 24/7 because it is deeply personal and it is deeply hard to talk about because nobody does.
Alexander talks about their own experience with social anxiety.
Sometimes I don't go to parties because I literally have panic attacks thinking about going. I have medication that helps with my anxiety, but sometimes it doesn't work. And sometimes when the last thing that I want to do is be in a room full of people, the thing that I fear most is being alone, and it doesn't make sense.
I've lived with anxiety for the last half of my life from various stressors. As difficult as it was to make the decision to get help, the hardest thing I've ever experienced is just being able to talk about it. The worst part of having anxiety as a young adult wasn't my stressors. The worst part was feeling so terrified to talk about it. I was young, and it was easily brushed off as a way to seek attention or just a phase. A phase was my inability to type coherent sentences on the internet. The fact that my own mind was tormenting me wasn't. If I wasn't so scared of talking about it back then, maybe my life would have been different. Maybe I wouldn't have a fear of losing people. Maybe I wouldn't have a problem accepting compliments. Maybe I wouldn't struggle to acknowledge my accomplishments. And maybe I wouldn't have attempted suicide multiple times. Out of all the maybes in the world, there is one thing I am sure of. Getting help was one of the best decisions of my life. It took me until I got to college to get help, but I now know this. Ever since I got the courage to talk to someone about my anxiety, I know that I can live. I know that no matter what, I am not alone.
All people at some point in their life deal with anxiety and stress, but it's so important to learn how to balance this. A lot of times students, you know, when they come into the counseling center, they talk about what's going on, they learn how to manage their anxiety effectively and successfully. It definitely sets them up for positive success down the road for the rest of their life.
If you have anxiety, talk about it. Find someone you can talk to. If there's nobody in your life, find a resource online. If you don't want to talk about it, that's fine too. There's no pressure. You don't have to talk about something if you don't want to. Let them know there's an ear if you need it. That's all you can do.
Choosing to talk to someone, especially a professional, can make all the difference in the world. Life is a beautiful thing, and some things you just can't do alone. Getting help for your battles with mental illness does not make you weaker. Choosing to get help allows you the chance to become stronger and win the war. For WRKC News at 5, I'm News Director and Survivor, Christina Atienza.